I'm not a killer. And I never meant to hurt no one. But I'm tired of my cattle being butchered 100 miles from the slaughterhouse. That's the fourth one this month alone.
And who or what do you think was responsible?
Look, mister, that cow looked like a piece of paper that had gone through a shredder. I don't know of no animal that could have done that.
Then are you saying that a person or persons was responsible for this?
I want to remind you that Mr. Parker is free on bond pending trial. He's willfully speaking with you solely in regards to this incident and not about any other pending litigation.
So we can't talk about Mr. Parker's federal court case against the Treco Indian Reservation?
That's exactly what I mean.
Now, wait just a damn second.
Jim, don't say a word.
No, this ain't the time for that lawyer crap. I want to get this out in the open. You people think I went and killed me an Indian just because we're having an argument about where my land ends and their land begins.
We want to settle that peacefully in court.
Well, Joseph Goodensnake is dead with a wound from your shotgun to indicate otherwise.
All I'm saying, it was no kind of animal that I know of. But it damn well didn't seem human neither that night. Take a look at my boy's scars. It was dark. And we heard a growl. We went out there to protect the cattle. I could have swore I saw red eyes and fangs. And I thought my boy Lyle was... Look, nobody was more shocked and upset than I was to find out it was that young Indian boy. But if he was the one that was killing our cattle, I'm very, very sorry that we had to find out about it that way. But as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of it.
Can we see the corral?
I'll take you out there. Agent Mulder?
Sure.
Agent Scully? I suppose if I were hearing our side of the story, it might not hold up too well. Parts that I don't understand myself. Things my father could never try to explain to a stranger.
What kinds of things?
For the last few months, whenever we'd go outside at night and check on the cattle, never saw anything out of the ordinary. Not a mountain lion, not a coyote, not even any tragos, Agent Scully. I could feel it. Something not human. Out there. Watching me. The air was more still. The night animals more quiet. It was like nature herself was terrified. It gave me the creeps.
The creeps?
Yeah, the creeps. Don't you ever get the creeps?
The victim was shot there. About 3 meters from where Parker fired. There's no way he could have mistaken a person for an animal. It's open and shut, Mulder. You know, I'm surprised you volunteered for this assignment. Any bureau agent could have investigated this reservation homicide. Why are you interested? Seems to be nothing unexplainable about this case.
Nope. Not a thing.
Mulder, this is so odd. It's almost like a snakeskin that's been shed. I suspect that the Parkers knowingly killed Joe Goodensnake, but they hardly seem the type to skin their victim.
Besides which, police and coroner's report make no mention of such an act.
Well, we're going to have to take a look at the body ourselves.
The body's been transferred to the reservation authorities. We're supposed to get in touch with, Sheriff Charlie Toscani.
Shall expect you to
come.
Excuse me, we're not from around here. We're looking for Sheriff Toscani. Anyone know Charlie Toscani?
Go home up there.
How'd you know?
I could smell you a mile away.
Well, they told me that even though my deodorant's made for a woman, it's strong enough for a man.
I was at Wounded Knee in 1973. And what I learned fighting the FBI is you don't believe in us, and we don't believe in you.
I want to believe.
Why are you here? What are you looking for?
I think you already know what we're looking for.
You tell me what I know.
We're looking for any individuals who might be able to provide information on the homicide of Joe.
We're looking for anything that can create human tracks in one step and animal tracks in the next.
Parker, he found what you're looking for. He killed what you're looking for, FBI.
What Parker and his kid killed was my brother. And you're all too afraid of some stupid Indian legend to do anything. I hate it.
Go ahead.
And I hate suits who are always here when they want something from us. But when we need help, they're nowhere to be found.
Sheriff Toscani. I'm Agent Scully, and this is Agent Mulder.
Gooden Snake's body's in my office.
Bill, Tom, let him through. Come on, boys, let him through.
Who are they?
Guardians of the dead. They escort the deceased spirits to the new world. I only let them as far as the front door. Anybody that knows me knows I keep the ancient beliefs out there and the police working here.
The woman in the pool hall said that people were afraid of some Indian legend. What do they believe happened in the Parker case?
Look, I'm not a park ranger here to answer all your questions about Indians. Whenever I need federal help, I never get it. Since this case falls under the jurisdiction of the FBI, you're entitled to examine the body. So let's get it over with.
Was the woman in the pool hall his sister?
Gwen. She and Joe were primarily responsible for fueling the boundary dispute with Parker. They felt that he'd been grazing his cattle farther and farther onto the reservation. Parker probably told you it was his idea to settle in court. Joe and Gwen filed the suit.
Take a look at that scar tissue.
Yeah.
Looks like he'd been attacked by an animal as well.
Could Joe have been attacked also? Maybe the Parkers did see an animal.
No. Those wounds have been healing for quite some time. A shotgun wound indicates point-blank range. The pellets entered the body in a single mass. The assailant couldn't have been more than 3 feet away.
We're going to need to take a look at Joe Goodensnake's dental records. See, these are the canine cuspids. They're normal.
Well, could his records have been switched or misplaced?
Now, you see, the second incisor here is chipped, just like the ones in his mouth. These match Joe Goodensnake.
Well, there are cases of calcium phosphate salts developing abnormally with age, but...
That could account for what Jim Parker claims to have seen. He was out that night, expecting to see a mountain lion killing his cattle. He gets rattled and a flashlight beam catches Joe here.
So Parker saw what he wanted to see, an animal.
Lyle Parker was attacked. He has scars just like Joe. Do you have a facility where we can perform an autopsy?
Why?
Well, if Joe's teeth are abnormal, an autopsy might reveal abnormalities in the interior of his anatomy as well.
I can't allow that.
I'm fully qualified.
No, I can't let you do an autopsy. The funeral is tonight.
It's a cremation. After that, we'll have nothing.
Trigos believe that the recent dead are unsettled by their new condition as spirits. Any desecration at the body angers the spirit and keeps it haunting this world.
But you're a law enforcement officer. You can't destroy evidence.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Native Americans believe that there are laws greater and more just than that of the U.S. government. If they want Joe at rest rather than used as a piece of evidence, that's the way it's going to be. If you want to make an issue out of it, your higher authority, go right ahead.
Charlie? Do you believe that the spirit of Joe Goodensnake is in that room?
All I know is tomorrow, day after, you're going to leave. But I have to stay here. I've got to answer to these people. You can continue your investigation, but you're going to have to do it without Joe Goodensnake's body.
Since we've been here, you've acted as if you've expected to find every piece of evidence that we've come across. Why aren't you telling me? Why are we here?
A true piece of history, Scully. The very first X-File, initiated by J. Edgar Hoover himself in 1946. During World War II, a series of murders occurred in and around the Northwest, seven here in Browning alone. Each victim was basically ripped to shreds and eaten as if by a wild animal. However, many of the victims were found at home, as if they allowed their killer to enter. In 1946, police cornered what they believed to be such an animal in a cabin in Glacier National Park. They shot it, but when they went in to retrieve the carcass, they found only the body of Richard Watkins.
Sounds like the Parker scenario.
The murder stopped that year. Because the cases were unsolved and considered so bizarre, Hoover locked them away, hoping that in time people around here would forget about them.
This file indicates that they started again in 1954.
In 59, 64, 78, and now again in 94. But
here it comes.
These animal-man-related murders predate the oldest X-File by 150 years. Members of the Lewis and Clark expedition wrote of Indian men who could change their shape into that of a wolf.
Mulder, what this folder describes is called lycanthropy. It's a type of insanity in which an individual believes that he can turn into a wolf. I mean, no one can physically change into an animal.
Miss the evidence. Tracks in the mud, the shredded skin, a man with the teeth of an animal.
Mulder, even if you're right, and Joe Goodensnake did somehow have the ability to transform physically into an animal, he's dead. Jim Parker shot him, and in a couple of moments, his body will be burned. End of mystery.
Let's hope so.
You don't belong here.
Gwen.
You're only around to wrap up your investigation.
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry about your brother. I feel sad for anyone who loses a part of their family.
Part. He was my whole family. I'm it now. It's a demonstration of sorrow. I'm supposed to give away all my brother's possessions.
Gwen, I don't know what to say.
It's no big deal. He had more possessions than he had friends.
I read the report of your investigation into the Gooden Snake homicide. It was very good. It was thorough. Professional. But what I want to know is off the record. What do you think really happened?
Your explanation, Agent Mulder, is lying on that burial platform. Why don't you just accept that and go home?
Charlie, do you believe in shapeshifting?
This is a funeral.
I just want to show my respects.
I don't want your respects. I want your heart to grow cold. I want you to feel what I'm feeling.
I think you better leave, Mr. Parker.
I wish your brother could be here. I wish that more than anything else.
Thank you.
way the body's been mutilated, I'd say he's been attacked by a large predator. Or somebody wanted it to look that way. Do you think this is retaliation for the death of Joe Goodensnake?
I don't know.
Have you talked to Gwen Goodensnake? She seemed pretty upset last night.
She's gone. Nobody's seen her since the funeral. I put an APB out on her.
And what about Lyle Parker?
We can't find him either.
He could be dead as well. I'll take a look around.
Not from any animal I've ever seen. Sheriff, I think it's time we had a talk. An exchange of ideas.
Mulder! Mulder! I'm taking Lyle to the hospital. He's suffering from exposure. And when he's been checked out, I'm going to question him.
How do you hide him?
I thought it was over.
Over? Is that why you wouldn't allow an autopsy on Joe Goodensnake's body? You thought it would all end when he was cremated? What were you afraid we'd find?
I can't tell you. But I'll take you to somebody who can.
Shame to say it after what happened at the funeral. I picked up some bourbon and I don't remember a thing after that. Sometimes when I'm down, I go out to where me and my dad keep stray animals wandering on the ranch. Yeah, just watch them, you know. Keeps things into perspective. Anyway, my mom, when she was alive, was one that started keeping those animals. I guess I go out there and think about her, too. God, I must have been really wasted to run around there naked. I must have thought I was one of those animals.
When you did go home, did you talk to your father?
No, he'd have been mad I even went to the funeral. I have an image of him sitting on the front porch, but I don't remember talking to him. Why?
Your father's dead. I'm sorry. It appears as if he's been attacked by an animal, but I suspect it may be homicide. Lyle, I lost my father recently, and I know how overwhelming...
Was it my fault? By going to the funeral, did it anger them into killing my father?
I don't know.
I can deal with death, you know, living on the ranch, being close to nature and all. You see how it all works. Things are born, things die, everything else falls in between. But if I caused it, if I brought it on, I couldn't,
I saw it once with my own eyes. It was a long time ago. It seemed like a dream. I was a boy.
Is that 1946? The Watkins case?
I sense you're a different FBI. You're more open to Native American belief than some Native Americans. You even have an Indian name. Fox. He should be Running Fox. Or Stinky Fox.
Just as long as it's not Spooky Fox. Now tell me, Ish, what did you see?
Watkins had been attacked by an animal when he was alone in the woods. His scars healed. He was forgotten. Then... the murders began. The trail goes. We realize that Watkins had been attacked by what the Algonquins call a Manitou. An evil spirit capable of changing a man into a beast. To be attacked by a Manitou causes the victim to become one.
The healed scars on Joe Goodensnake's body.
The Manitou overtakes a man by night, not by full moon. But when its bloodlust builds to uncontrollable level, the man changes to a sickening creature. It kills, releasing the savage energy. The man returns to his true self, unaware of what has happened. The cycle begins anew the next day. This continues until death. One night, when I was 16 years old, I was coming back from fishing at the Cutbank Creek. I knew a shortcut behind Watkins' house. There was a grown, not animal, but not human. I looked into his window. He was covered in sweat and blood. He was in a great, great pain. His arm, the skin ripped. It tore up and fell to the floor. Claws sprang from his fingernails. He turned, screaming. And he saw me. His eyes were still human. They begged me to kill him. And if I had been hunting and had my gun, I'd have done it without a second thought. But being a boy and scared to death, I ran away.
Shortly after, the police killed him.
But the Manitou rose again.
8 years later. But with Watkins dead, how could there have been an attack by a Manitou?
Watkins had a son. He could be passed along bloodlines.
When? If Joe Goodensnake was this creature, then perhaps it didn't originate in him by the first attack, but was handed down through the bloodlines. This means Gwen could have it also. Gwen could have killed Parker.
What are you running away from?
I saw it kill Parker.
Let her up.
I went there after the funeral. I was gonna mess up the kid. So I waited. But Parker was on the porch. And then this animal, oh my God. I've never been so scared. I ran and I hid in the woods all day. I wanted to get out of here.
Bring her inside.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Hello, this is Dr. Joseph.
Yeah, this is Agent Mulder from the FBI. I was told I could reach Agent Scully at this number.
Oh, yes. We released Lyle Parker from the hospital, and she's taking him back to the ranch.
So I can reach her there?
Uh-huh. They just left. Agent Mulder, there's something I feel you should know. I received a blood test performed on Lyle Parker, and there's something rather unsettling.
What's that?
Traces of his father's blood type can only be there through ingestion.
Out.
Yeah, it happens to us all the time being out here in the sticks. I'll fire up the generator.
You okay?
Ah, I feel sick. Please help me to the bathroom.
Keeps disconnecting. The mountains must be blocking the signal. How much farther?
About 7 miles.
Lyle, let me come in. Lyle, I want to take you back to the hospital, okay?
No. I'll be all right.
Answer me. Lyle, are you all right?
Scully.
Jumped me downstairs and I lost my gun.
I heard it come up here.
In the bathroom, sick, and then the next thing I knew, we were attacked by the mountain lion.
It wasn't the mountain lion, Scully.
It's still in a cage out back.
Gwen, she said she'd come see us before we left.
She left last night. Gave away all her possessions to her friends.
Just pulled up and left? Why would she do that?
Brother's gone, no family. Trouble with Parker's all over. Maybe she saw something that she wasn't ready to understand.
Maybe.
Well, thank you.
FBI. See you in about 8 years.
I hope not.
made this.